Remember Pet Rocks? A California salesman dreamed them up in 1975 as the perfect gift idea for busy yuppies. The idea lives again in the form of those electronic pets you can buy that demand to be fed and let out. But the original Pet Rock merchants didn't count on people like the producers of this program. Mary Lou Finnegan has a sacred sentry stone under one of her maple trees. And as for Kirill Owen, well, she can speak for herself.
I've always loved rocks. My mom's story has me sitting, aged four, in the backyard. I'm trying to break open a rock to see what's inside. In fact, I already know. I can see it. A world of color, crystal, and light like a fairy mound. Gravel. Pebbles. Stones. I was born on Long Island, New York, itself a huge pile of rock, sand, and clay dropped by the exhausted final push of a glacial ice sheet 20,000 years ago, give or take a millennium. New York's geology is incredibly diverse and visible. Manhattan's skyline reflects the depth of its underlying bedrock. Skyscrapers on the rock, shorter buildings where the terra's not as firm. Road cuts demonstrate fragments of continents and eras cheek by jowl. Layers folded and swirled like formal drapery. Frozen time. The boulders in my backyard were sequined with mica and garnets. Granite. Gneiss. Schist. In high school, I wanted to be a geologist, but arithmetic was formidable and higher math as manageable as climbing Everest in flip-flops. But the lure of the rocks never went away. I collected books about geology, took pictures of rocks, and picked up stones everywhere I traveled. Bits of the planet have gone with me all over the country. Boxes full of rocks, driving movers crazy. Igneous. Sedimentary. Metamorphic. The language of geology began to sound like poetry to me, and eventually, geology became part of my spiritual beliefs, a way to understand deep time and great force. A rough knowledge of the workings of the planet became the foundation for my system of personal philosophy. Westfall sandstone, Ordovician dolomite. The vast stretches of geologic time have become a comfort, helping me understand that catastrophe and rebuilding are as essential to the life of the planet as they are to an individual. If, as in the Chinese story of Pang Ku, humans are just parasites on the skin of the world, so long as the Earth remains, life has the opportunity to try again and again. Orogeny, erosion, unconformity. Now I live in Wisconsin, on a pile of rock, sand, and clay dropped by the exhausted final push of a glacial ice sheet 18,000 years ago. It seems a long way from New York, but oddly enough, the same ice sheet formed Long Island where I was born. Full circle? Well, I figure eventually another glacier will be back to continue the landscaping job. Archean, Paleozoic, Cenozoic.
Kirill Owen is the technical director of To the Best of Our Knowledge.